Praise God for a new day.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Our Lord is always new.
Yeah.
Every moment, every time. Never grows old.
Amen.
And so must also our relationship with our Lord.
Amen.
Always be new.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This morning we will continue with the matter of the virgins. That's a slight change in terms of the outline sequence. In the outline, you would now have following the lamb wherever he goes, but we will cover this in the next meeting. So we will be in page number 4 of the outline, Revelation chapter 14, verse 4. These are the ones, the 144,000, were the ones who were not defiled with women, for they are virgins.
Amen.
Praise God. Yes, and to begin with, I would like to mention that this word here, virgins, is not meant to be that these are the unmarried females, women only. Right? Otherwise, we brothers, actually, we would need to go home now, right? It would be over. No, these virgins here, right, are the Christians, the believers. And it's the church. We corporately are the bride of the Lamb, right? And for this, we quickly go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2. Paul had such a jealousy, was jealous. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2. Let's read together. For I am jealous for you with groundless jealousy. For I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you a chaste virgin to Christ. So you have here again the virgin, a chaste virgin to Christ. Right. Paul had such a desire,
yeah,
a godly jealousy for the saints at Corinth to be such a chaste virgins to one husband,
right,
to Christ. So Christ is our bridegroom.
Yes.
We are his bride.
Amen.
Corporately, right? Not just you individually as a believer, but now today in Zion, we are the bride of Christ. And we prepare ourselves, right,
yes,
and cooperate with our Lord to be a chaste virgin, purely for him. Pure. Chaste is pure.
Right.
Perfect. Undefiled. And consecrated. Faithful to the end. For only one husband, which is Christ. Praise the Lord. Yeah, so here the virgins, right? We are the virgins. If we are keep ourselves pure for him.
Yes.
Now the question is, right, how presentable are we as of today to him? Are we a match? Right. Every bridegroom is looking for the bride to be a match, to be like him, to be a comparable companion. Like Adam was looking for that in the very beginning,
yeah,
in Genesis,
right?
He saw,
yeah,
all the animals. No one comparable to him. So God put Adam to sleep and formed Eve,
right,
as a companion a helper for Adam, that is bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. So the church today, we are in the process of being a match for that day and being a match today for our dear bridegroom.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Our bridegroom is righteous.
Yeah.
Our bridegroom is holy.
Yeah.
So now we are in the process of being sanctified, and that all defilement in us will be purged out.
Amen.
So that anything that is not a match will be purged out.
Yeah,
right. Put away, get rid of, right? Because you and we want to be ready for that day.
Amen.
To be bones of his bones,
yeah.
Flesh of his flesh.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, matching the bridegroom, right? Having the same qualities, the same characteristics, right? First Peter, we were reading many times there, right? And I really want to impress you again that we should be holy as he is holy.
Right?
Our bridegroom is holy, fully dedicated for the Father.
Amen.
He was fully one with him when he lived on this earth.
Right?
And so now we, as his bride, we also desire to be like him, holy in all of our conduct as he is holy. Praise the Lord. Yes, and let's read in Revelation chapter 19. Revelation chapter 19.
Amen.
I think this morning we are all glad and rejoicing.
Yeah.
Revelation chapter 19, verse 7. Let us be glad and rejoice, give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready.
Amen.
His wife has made herself ready.
Yeah.
Meaning to say, there is an involvement of us needed, a process, a cooperation with our dear bridegroom and with our Lord, right? For everything that is not like him to be what? Purged out. How are you going to be ready for that day? And where are the areas in your heart where he still wants to work on you? For this, you need to have a checkup done often and see what is our condition today and what is still lacking, right, to be ready for that day.
Yeah.
When he returns to be the wife that is ready for the marriage.
Amen.
And so let us read in Mark chapter 7. There was a dispute there with the Pharisees and about washing hands before eating. Right, there was in Mark chapter 7. In verse 20, starting in verse 20, Jesus said, "What comes out of a man that defiles a man?" Let's read together in verse 21 then. "For from within, out of the heart of man, proceed evil thoughts, adultery, fornication, murder, wickedness, deceit, and evil eye, blasphemy, pride, and foolishness. All of these evil things strong with and defiled by man. These are the things that come from within our heart and defiles us.
Right.
Evil thoughts, covetousness, blasphemy even, all this listed here, right? You cannot finger point and say, oh, you did this, and because of you, this and that happened, and because of that, I sinned, and all this. No, it is within our being, our fallen nature is this,
right?
From within come these evil things, and they come out and they defile a man. So the source is very much within us. How are we going to be holy, pure, a virgin for him that is not defiled? By working now daily together with our Lord. To open our heart, be open for him to show you when anything comes up that should not be there, get rid of. Get rid of.
Right.
We are washed from our sins. Yes, we have the forgiveness from all of our iniquities and unrighteousness.
Yeah.
But there is deeper involvement needed from our side, a willingness to say, Lord, I don't want to have these evil thoughts.
Amen.
Right? I want to have my mind set on the things of the Spirit. And I want to cooperate with you, the Spirit within me, to put to death the deeds of the flesh.
Amen.
Right? And we have come together, right, every Lord's Day to do what? To have a wonderful feast, a feast of the unleavened bread. We enjoy our Christ, who was without leaven. All these defilements, they are leavened. And so this feast should really remind us to purge out. Don't just give in. Don't just accept it. Oh, okay, that's how I am. You know, that's our excuse. Well, that's how I am. Oh, I like to think that way. No. No, this is if it's not matching to our Christ, we want to get rid of it. We want to be changed. We want to be sanctified. Right? To be holy like he is holy. To be virgins, to be undefiled, especially in the matter of the flesh. Undefiled, not defiled with women. Remember, we are the bride, and we need to work together with him and work out our own salvation, right? To be pure and to keep ourselves pure from all this evil and these defilements. Because later, we will eventually need to make an account how we have lived on this earth. Whether we have been faithful to him, to Christ. Yeah, let us read in 2 Corinthians, we go back to 2 Corinthians. Chapter 6. 2 Corinthians, chapter 6. Yeah, let us read together there. Maybe all of our young people, let's say, what is young? Whoever is young, 20 and below, okay. 20 and below.
21 and below. Let's make it 25 and below.
Yeah, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, starting in verse 14. To all the way to 7:1. Okay.
Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with the Lord? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with Titus? For you are the temple of the living God.
Amen.
God has said, I will love and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
Amen.
Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, said the Lord. Do not touch the unclean, and I will clean
you. Amen.
I will be a father to you. And you shall be my sons and daughters, then the Lord Almighty.
7:1 all together.
Then cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
Amen. Yeah. Being pure virgins for him, meaning not being yoked together with unbelievers.
Yeah, that's right.
Unbelievers have a very different view of everything than we here in Zion. So if you have be and want to be such a good friend, you're going to be a friend with the world, with unbelievers who have different views, different goals, different desires.
Yeah.
They just let go of all what they want to do, right? And their flesh is not restrained, and nothing is in check and balance. And it's crazy out there today.
Yeah.
Right? You don't want to be yoked with these unbelievers in such a close relationship. Right? It doesn't mean only to be, not to be married to unbelievers. Is also for all of us that walk here on earth and are surrounded by the world,
yeah.
Not to give in, not to be so close to those that are not of God. We are of God. They are not. They are of the devil. They are unbelievers. They are in darkness. So may we be the light, right, to shine. Keeping yourself pure, you will shine. You will be make a difference.
That's right.
Right? Enoch, right? Emery, we want to make a difference at Apple. Not to give in to this woke generation and to this strange, perversive beliefs, right? That they press on you. Right? Right, they really corrupt mankind. That's the goal of Satan. So maybe be those that are different today.
Amen.
That are a voice in the wilderness. That are different. Don't be afraid to be different. Right? Who do you want to please? You want to be friends? We can read it right in James. Friends with the world, you're going to be an enemy of God. Right? And you're going to provoke his jealousy. Because our God is a jealous God. Right? Maybe you should read those verses again. Right? Yeah, Lord Jesus, in James chapter 4. Amen. James chapter 4, verse 4, it starts with adulterers and adulteresses. Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God?
Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously?
Right. We can be spiritually speaking, right, with being so attached with our hearts to those things in the world, we can be adulterers. Giving in to other loves and not loving with our best love, our bridegroom. Because what's happening in this world is, if you give in to this whole system, right, it's going to spoil your love to your bridegroom. It's going to make an impact. It's going to have an effect on you, on our heart. What do you watch? What do you spend time with? Who do you spend time with? Right? And the enemy is a sly guy, right? He tries to, he has a lot of baits. He has a whole world system, right? Movies, entertainment, games, science, sports, career, business, all this, money. Be not careful, you're going to be, spiritually speaking, adulterers. Right? Not being friends with God, but we would be have friendship with the world and therefore then become enemies of God. You cannot be both, right? Friend with God and friend with the world. No, it doesn't work like this. You need to make a choice. And our choice needs to be made daily, today. Anew, we need to be renewed. Anew, we need to experience Christ, right? And his drawing and his grace to say no to this world. Remember, the world lies in and under the sway of the wicked one. And the wicked one is the devil. And the devil is the father of lies. So all what you have in the world is a lie. A lie. It promises you something.
Yeah.
But it never delivers on that promise. But our God has much better promises.
That's right.
Right? And he will keep his promises. Yeah. So it's not wise to give in to this world, but to cooperate with him and to get the world out of us, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. The pride. With P. In the bride, there should be no pride. Right? Really, because we are solely for our Lord. Right? We don't want to have fame in this world. It will turn into shame. It will be shameful when that day arrives. We all will really regret, right, if you go after the pleasures today in this world. Because you're going to lose this first and best love to your bridegroom, right, to our Lord Jesus Christ, your Savior. He loved us so much, right? He gave himself for us. He put down his own life for us, for you to be gained back to him. And we don't count it worthy. And we just give in to all other loves. That's foolishness. That's really foolishness. At that day when we will stand before him, we would regret it, right? But then it's too late. Right? So today we want to be those who make ourselves ready.
Amen.
Ready for that day. Ready to meet our bridegroom.
That's right.
Right. And may he have mercy on all of us to really cooperate with him and come to the feast to purge out. And in the daily life to say no to the enemy,
amen,
to those lies. May the Lord really impress us his word in us, and that we would count it a loss, every single loss that we think is gain,
right?
And press on towards Christ.
Yes.
To gain the rewards and to be one with him and to be with the 144,000 that were not defiled with women, but are virgins.
Amen.
Virgins for our bridegroom.
Amen.
Amen. That we may love him with our best love.
Yes.
That's where the battlefield is, right? That's it, right. Is for your heart to gain you, and may the Lord gain us fully.
Mm-hmm.
That we may love him with our best love, with our first love, the best love, and with our whole being, our whole heart,
right,
our soul, our mind,
yes,
and the strength.
Amen.
Our love needs to have strength.
Yeah.
Strength for him. Strength, yeah, to say no to any other love.
That's right.
And to say yes to him.
Amen.
Right. Give your full being to him.
Yeah.
Be consecrated unto him. Right. As young people, as old people, as middle-aged people, right? That we give our best to him. Amen. He is worthy, right, to really gain our hearts.
Amen.
And then to love one another, right? This is the royal law, to love one another as we love ourselves, to love then our neighbor.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord for the church life, for Zion,
yes,
where we can help each other,
yeah,
to stir up the love,
right,
and the good works,
yeah,
to be ready for that day,
yeah,
and to keep ourselves pure.
That's right.
To be the virgins for him and to put aside all other loves,
yeah,
but abide in his love.
Amen.
To increase in his love.
Yeah.
To walk in his love, right? To be fully captured with him. Right? This needs to be renewed, right? If you ask yourself, at what temperature is your love today, this morning, for our Lord? Is that a boiling point? Or has it cooled down from the first time you met him, right? How hot is your love for him? But it's a good question to ask yourself and to turn back to him and to give yourself for him. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
And to be drawn by him.
Amen.
And to keep seeking him. Like Sulamite.
Yeah.
She was not just happy to have him once, and then suddenly he was gone again. She wanted to find him again.
Yeah.
Where is my dear bridegroom?
Yeah.
Where is he? I have lost him. Where? I lost sight of my eyes, right?
Mm.
I was got distracted. So let's together seek him.
Yeah.
Until we find him.
Yeah.
Right. Be encouraged with the saints in fellowship, in prayer.
Yeah.
In coming to the Word to seek him.
Yes.
To be right in love with him. It needs nourishment. It needs time. It needs your heart, your whole being, mind, soul, strength, your whole heart. then nothing else will occupy us. But he himself, praise God.
Yes.
This is to be wise, to be the wise virgins.
Yeah.
To be the wise virgins. Right. Remember, there were the five foolish ones and the five wise ones. Right. So we want to be the wise ones that have gained Christ into our being, that have experienced him and new things, that have experienced new things. Praise the Lord for such a Christ and for his love towards us. Right. We can count on him. He will keep his promises.
Amen.
As long as we keep our pure love and our heart for him.
Yeah.
And be the virgins that he desires.
Yeah.
Praise God. Yes, for all these wonderful characteristics of the first fruits.
Yes, Lord.
May they really be written in our hearts and be our life.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. This is one of the most important points. You may think following the Lamb, wherever he goes, is important. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I have seen a lot of people who,
yeah,
in the beginning, followed the Lamb,
yeah,
but because their heart was not pure.
Right.
So somewhere along the way, they're gone. Not because they didn't desire to follow the Lamb, but because the heart was not pure. So many mixture, so many other things in the heart. So do not think that being a virgin, the word virgin, it is not a simple word. We all should be a virgin. And the Apostle Paul is not just teaching the church and trying to, you know, give them all the knowledge. But his desire is to present the church as a virgin, a pure, chaste virgin. And he added the word chaste.
Yeah.
This word is very important, especially for a bride. And the church is the bride.
Yeah.
And this is very important. Our heart toward God, toward the Lord, is very important. This is why in Hebrews chapter 12, it says to pursue holiness, without which no one can see God. So to be holy, chaste, is very important, to be a virgin. Let this word be written in your heart.
Amen.
It's not a simple word, because our heart is too complicated. You don't know your own heart. You may think you're okay, but you're not. I may think I'm okay. I'm not okay.
Yeah.
The Lord has to shine upon our heart.
Yeah.
Because if our heart is not pure, it's full of mixture, sooner or later, it's a matter of time, you'll be gone. Don't blame others, you blame yourself. Remember the word that says our heart is what?
Deceitful.
Incurable. Other translation says incurable. So what do? If your heart is incurable, you need a new heart.
Yes, amen.
And who can give you a new heart? Not me. Not anyone else. But God promised he's going to give us a new heart.
Amen.
You will remove the heart of stone.
Yeah.
And he will give us a pure, a new heart and he will write his words into our
Amen.
Paul's ministry is not just to teach people. Paul's ministry of the new covenant is to write an epistle of Christ, and the ink is the Holy Spirit to write that epistle in your heart, so that when people see you, they can read not the epistle printed in the Bible only, but the epistle written in the heart. It is easy to print. We all have a printer at home. If you want to print something, turn on your computer, open the document, press the button, and run up to your printer, and there it is. But for the Lord to write into your heart, are you willing? You know, a piece of paper that, of course, if there is a strong wind, will blow it away. But your heart is alive, living. If you write something in your computer, the computer cannot say no. But, you know, sometimes I have a self-correcting and it corrects wrongly. I type correctly, but it changes to something else. Sometimes, many times, our heart is like that. And if our heart is not pure, mind you read the Word of God, you will misunderstand the Word of God. You will add to the Word of God. You will interpret it according to your own desire that fits what you think is good and is right. Because of our heart is not pure. So if our heart is not pure, we come to read the Word of God, you will not understand. This is why Peter said, the foremost thing when you come to the Word of God, the prophetic Word of God, is not to have your private interpretation. You know, we always misunderstand one another, even at home, family, parents, friends, and in the church. I said something, I didn't mean that, but you hear it differently because you have a different heart. Oh, John so said that. Oh, no, sorry, I didn't say that. No, yes, you did. No, I don't. Big problem. And if you can misunderstand one another, you think you cannot misunderstand the Word of God. But you know, misunderstanding comes from your heart. The problem was your impure heart. So to have a pure heart, you're a virgin. It's not easy, but it is doable. It depends on you. We all have to be. We have nobody else to blame but ourselves because our heart is not pure. And especially when we come to the Word of God, it is very necessary to have a pure heart, to have a pure conscience. And if our conscience is not pure, then your faith will have problems. This is why those whose conscience are seared, they will experience shipwreck in their faith.
That's right.
So to have a pure heart,
amen,
is so necessary.
Yeah.
After exercising and trying to exercise for so many decades, oh, the Lord, no, I still need more. Work on my heart. Purify.
That's right.
And if it is not possible, then give me a new one.
Yeah, that's right.
Give me a new one. Because I desire to have a pure heart. To have a pure heart will keep you all the way to the goal.
Yeah.
And you will not be easily destroyed.
Amen.
And as our brother shared, keeping a feast of the unleavened bread is so vital. Otherwise, you may read the Bible, but if your heart is not pure, then it will be distorted somewhere. And this is why Proverbs chapter 4 says, keep your heart above all keeping. Why? Because out of the heart is the issues, the outflowing, the channels of life. You know, if the channel is dirty, the water may be pure in your soul, but when it goes through the channel, the water became impure and not potable, not drinkable. You don't believe that? This is what a channel, a heart, the spirit is deep within, hidden, the hidden man of the heart, Peter says. That's the where the source, the water of life is. If our heart is not pure, the water flowing out will not be drinkable. Not only not drinkable, if somebody drinks it, it will cause problem. Toxic. Then we need to be detoxed. The Lord has to cleanse us. A deep cleanse. You know, many times your cleansing is just very superficial. Oh, Lord, I take your precious blood. Thank you, Lord, for giving me. And then you walk away. That is not deep cleansing. That is superficial cleansing. Yes, the Lord forgave you, but the Lord wants to cleanse you thoroughly, but you already ran away. You take the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, not as so precious, but just cleanse you so that you can feel good. Oh, yeah, I'm forgiven. Goodbye. Thank you, Lord. You're welcome. If you're such a person, you will not experience having a pure heart. The deep cleansing, even the healing. I told the Lord many times, I don't want just to be forgiven. And I'm not even just to be cleansed, but I want to be healed.
Amen.
Because the sickness cannot just be cleansed.
Yeah.
But it has to be healed.
Yeah.
I want to be healthy in my heart.
Amen.
Yes. And that is so necessary for your transformation. That will change you.
Right.
That will change you. Then the nourishment of the Lord Jesus Christ in his living word will be beneficial to you. Otherwise, you can keep on taking pills. I don't know how many pills you can take. Well, 20 pills a day. But if you have that sickness within you not removed, you can take 100 pills a day. It's not going to help you. You may not even feel the difference.
That's what we said, right?
No, feel the difference. So we need healing. Yes. And the right medication, the right pill to say the right thing. That is not only cleansing you, but will heal you.
Amen.
This is why, when the Lord says, I forgive you. Then the Lord add the word. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm just going to one minute. That's why the Lord always add the word. And sin no more. And that is important. Let us forgive you. Let your sins are forgiven. Let I will not condemn you. Well, that's great, dear, not condemn, but sin no more. The healing, the cleansing, the healing, so that I will not do it again. I will be healed from this sickness. Look at Psalm 51, when David repented. His repentance was so thorough that reaches to the core, to the root of his birth. I was born in sin.
Yeah.
And he wants everything to be restored, to be restored.
Yeah.
Not just to feel good, not just having no more symptoms. Are you happy if you don't have any more symptoms? And then pretty soon after a while it comes back again. I don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that.
Yeah.
I want to be healed.
Yeah, man.
This must be the attitude of a virgin. Of a virgin. So may the Lord impress us right.